Good morning. I am Iswaran from Michigan State University. I am working with MRINS on agriculture systems modeling. So today I am going to share with you some of the initial findings of our Baikal AgriWater project funded by the USAID Philippines. So our other collaborators are Junjun from IRA Columbia University and Brett from University of Maine and Kai from the CATMAS group and Agnes from the University of Philippines. So if I briefly introduce the working location of our study area, that is Lake Buhi. It's located in the eastern Philippines. It's one of the major lakes located in the Baikal River Basin with multiple uses. People use water for their domestic use and agriculture and fisheries. And the command area mainly cultivated by rice for two seasons. But this region is very vulnerable to extreme weather events, especially the tropical cyclones and ENSO effects. So because of that, we have frequent droughts and floods. However, the water availability in the lake strongly depends on the changing pattern of the weather and climate conditions in this region. So the water availability information is very essential for the decision makers such as water managers to guide farmers, especially on irrigation water availability for rice cultivation or the lake water level information for fisheries. So successful integrated water resource management especially depends on the availability of information we have. We can give to the users on water levels under the plausible climate change scenarios. So our overall objective is to foresee the vulnerability or resilience of this lake system under the climate change driven precipitation changes. So for this task, we use the WEAP, that is Water Evaluation and Planning Model. It's a hydrological model developed by the Stockholm Environmental Institute with its scientists. So this software can model the water allocations, especially from reservoirs or lake systems. So this WEAP hydrological model uses the data on rainfall, stream flow, storage capacity, water demands, and the water allocation priorities to compute the water supply coverage and demand side reliability. The time step is monthly used in WEAP. So this is the diagram or figure of the location, the Lake Buhi. It has we have to remember this. It has multiple uses, that is domestic and agriculture and fisheries. So this is the WEAP schematic we created for this particular lake system. So it consists of four demand sites. One is the local government unit, that is called as Buhi municipality, and then the three river irrigation system, that is called Dosa Rinconada RIS, Buhilalo RIS, and then Barrett RIS. Here you can see this, the lake collects water from the Buhi catchment. The lake is denoted by the green color triangle, and then green color nodes shows the supply nodes, and then there's red color nodes shows the return flow nodes. And this is the Iriga River. Then there's a gauge station there that measures the stream flow. So this is how the WEAP defines the reservoir water management operation zones. So there are four major zones, what is as mentioned here, that's inactive zone, buffer zone, conservation zone, and flood control zone. So conservation and buffer zones are active. That means if water is in the buffer zone or conservation zone, water is available to supply. If water goes below the inactive zone, we cannot, water is not available to supply. So this is how we created the volume calculations. we define three scenarios, three management scenarios. One is the fisheries management level, and then the second one is the municipality management level, that is local government management, and then scenario three is the mixed management level. That means the fisheries people, they would like to have more water in the lake because they improved output of the cages and all. But the municipality needs more water for the supply to the irrigation and the domestic use. Then mixed management we created like this. The mixed management means during this month, March to September, we need more irrigation requirements. So we will keep 7.2 million meter cube in the lake. But in October and February, we can serve the fisheries by keeping increased or high volume in the lake. So because we in this period we have to cover two seasons of rice cultivation, especially the vegetative and reproductive phases of rice. So this is how the negotiations works in this lake system. So the water managers or water managers practice this constraint tree mixed scenario. Then we will look how we develop the WEEP model for this particular system. So we collected the historical precipitation data from 1986 to 2015, and in WEEP we have to create a current account that is like a baseline. So we took 1986 as a current account, and then potential ET we collected from the station data, and the KC for rice we adapted from the FAO 56. And for the population, we collected population activity level, water use rate, consumption data, and monthly variation from the Baikal River Basin report and National Irrigation Administration of the Philippines. And then they suggested that they predicted that there's a population growth. It's about 1.66% in this municipality area. So this table shows the activity level and water use rate and consumption of all three demand sites. In consumption, what these percentages mean is the actually how much used from the inflow for a particular demand site. That means the remaining will go to the return flow. So then we try to validate the WEEP model using the stream flow measurements, but we couldn't do that because of the lack of sufficient duration of data, and then the gauge station also collects the water from the another tributary of the river in the other side of the lake Buhi, and also the gauge station is too far from the lake, so losses are high. So that's why the observed values are very high. However, we would be able to capture some peaks in this figure. So we used the lake volume to validate the scenarios. So according to the lake volume, so constraint level 3 had higher correlation with between the observed and simulated monthly reservoir volumes. So because this is the one they practice in this system, so we used this constraint level as a reference to apply the climate change scenarios. Then I'll briefly touch the how we develop the climate change scenarios. So climate change scenarios develop by layering the both natural variability and anthropogenic forcing of climate change. So projected scenarios we downscaled in space and time at distinct probabilities. So we use CIMIP-5 climate model projection incorporated to the natural variability of this area and developed the 30-year scenario from 2020 to 2050. That is the precipitation scenario. So here you can see we use the 10th percentile and 50th percentile and 90th percentile scenario, or the projected scenario. Here you can see the histogram. This is the tri scenario, and then this is the normal scenario and this is the wet scenario for the 2020 to 2050. These are annual precipitation totals. Then from this scenario under from this projection under three scenarios we derive the monthly realizations of rainfall for the 2020 to 2050. This was the dry scenario and then normal scenario and then wet scenario. Then we in the WEEP model we run the WEEP model to derive the water storage of Lake Buhi for the dry scenario. So the this 2019 is the it's something like a reference or the base. So we have the our simulation actually it start from the 2020. So here you can see in the under dry scenarios how the lake volume Buhi lake volume changes with this different management level of the lake. In May 2040, we found that the lake level goes below the top of inactive, so we don't have the water to supply for anything, municipality or either irrigation. So this is how the lake volume changes under normal scenario and the wet scenario, but we did not see any water level falling below the top of inactive under the normal and wet scenarios. Here you can see the water supply requirement and demand side coverage of Buhi municipality. Why the supply requirement increase is that we had a population growth 1.66% with time. So especially you can see at 10th percentile, that's a dry scenario. In dry scenario in May 2040, the demand side coverage, that is percentage demand met, goes to zero because we had a period of water unavailable for supply in May 2040. Again in Rinconada river irrigation system, this is how the supply requirement behaves, and here we did not have the demand side coverage goes to zero because fortunately in every May we don't have supply requirement for the river irrigation system because May is the harvesting season for rice in Philippines, so we don't have supply requirement for the paddies. So another thing you have to I have to tell that the in WEEP, as I mentioned earlier, we can set the priorities. So we set the first priority for the Buhi municipality, and then this Rinconada river irrigation system, and then the Buhi Lalo river irrigation system. When the priority goes down, we have a lot of periods of demand side coverage goes below low values, goes to low values, because we have a lot of time steps, monthly time steps that we couldn't meet the demand for each demand sites. So then as a total view, overall view, we can see that demand side reliability in WEEP, that means that how it calculates is, so for an example, we are looking the 30 years, so that means 30 into 12 months, so 360 month steps we have. In 360 month steps, so how many months we met the demand, that is meant by this demand side reliability. So the thing we have to note is when the priorities are high, especially the Buhi municipality and Rinconada river irrigation system, we have high reliability, but when the priority goes down, for the Barit RIS and Buhi Lalo RIS, we have the lower demand side reliability. So our conclusions are, so simulations show the water availability, demand and supply under plausible climate change scenarios, and WEEP also allows to model the priority based water allocation. That is very beneficial, especially when we have the multiple users. And model outcomes could improve the decision support of the water managers or water management system in the Lake Buhi. And other thing we have to remember is the data scarcity is the main obstacle for modeling system in rural context. Especially we had a problem with the stream flow measurements in this location. These are the references. Thank you for your attention.